Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And once again, it's good to be with you this morning. And let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given to us to live here in America. Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning to take the time to, Lord, just to, on purpose, listen to you. Lord, not just with this broadcast, but throughout the day as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and directs us. Lord, as you bring things into our life that would challenge us or encourage us, Lord, may we listen to what the Spirit of God would say to us. And I pray that, Lord, we would be benefited because of it. And certainly we will, if we'll listen to you, we will be benefited. And so, Lord, help us this day to do that. Lord, we need you. We need your help. And I'm asking you, Father, to help us. We are a needy people. We cannot win the battle that we're fighting by ourselves. In reality, Lord, we can't even fight the battle by ourselves. We need you. We need your help. We need the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, and I pray that you'd help us this morning. God, speak to our hearts. Challenge us, Lord, afresh and anew. And stir our hearts this morning. May we have a hunger and a thirst and a desire for righteousness, and may we be filled. And may, Father, we be careful to give you the honor and glory for it. We thank you for this time, and bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs 21, verse number 23, going through looking for biblical principles for practical living. The Bible says in verse 23, "Whoso keepeth his mouth, keepeth his tongue, excuse me, and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. This is a verse that, boy, I tell you what, don't we wish the world would live by this verse? Sometimes, oftentimes, we see people that just, as I would say when we were growing up, just run their mouth and don't know when to stop. And yet the Bible says the person that keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. It's true that so many troubles end up, if you would, starting because the person or persons can't keep their mouth shut long enough. They stir the pot, so to speak, and the next thing you know, before you know it, boy, trouble is on its way because somebody couldn't keep their mouth from just being open all the time. There's an old fable, Aesop's fable. There was a donkey walking through the woods, and he finds the skin of the lion some hunters had killed and laid up for the skin to dry out. And the donkey gets the idea, and he puts on the lion's skin, and he's delighted to discover that all the other animals were terrified of him and were running away from him when he appeared. And he begins to rejoice in this newfound respect that he thinks he's getting, and he begins to bray. In other words, in his happiness, he's excited because they're running from him. He's never had that before. But he just gives himself away when they hear his voice. They see the lion's skin and run, but they hear his voice braying, and they realize it's not a lion, it's just a donkey. And of course, the moral of that fable is very clear. Fine clothes may disguise, but silly words will disclose a fool. Very simply, the donkey puts on the outward garment, and for a moment, he gets some respect that he wasn't used to. People treat him as if for something that he's not. But in reality, he still is who he is. He's a donkey. And he can't help himself. And he brays. He's excited. And he, you know, lets out his braying. And the next thing you know, everybody, all the animals realize, that's not a lion. And he gives himself away. And the idea here is the same thing. That's what a fool does, a foolish person. You know, when we can't keep our mouth shut, sometimes we expose ourselves for the foolish person that we are. Someone said this, keep your mouth shut, and the world will think you a fool. Open it, and the world will know it. You know, we live in a day and age where people have this idea of just running their mouth. It seems almost like the more they can say, the more shocking it is, the more they want to act that way. And unfortunately, the more they do that, the more they press the envelope. If you think someone thinks, well, finally society has dug down to the deepest point of depravity, only to find out that somebody jumps in and digs a little bit further and we even see more depravity than we'd seen before. And that's the way society seems to be going nowadays. Somebody's always jumping in the ditch and digging a little bit deeper, and their mouth, using their mouth to expose themselves for the foolishness or the foolish type of people that they are. But, you know, sometimes we Christians, if we're not careful, if we don't learn to control our mouth, we can end up doing a lot of damage to ourselves and to our cause. No wonder the Bible says here, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." And that word "wanteth" there means there's no lack of it. In the multitude of words, there's no lack of sin. Very simply, you know, somebody who just keeps on talking, and you know the next thing you know, they're going to run out of anything good to say, and they're going to get into areas that are sinful and things that ought not to be said. But he that refrains his lips, the Bible says, now that's a wise person. In our Bibles, in the book of Proverbs 12, verse 13, the Bible says the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of the trouble. So the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. You think of a snare, I think of a fish hook. You're out fishing and the fish comes up and the angler, he pulls the line and he snags that fish by his lips, and that hook embeds itself into his lips, and he's ensnared, he's trapped. And that's what happens to a wicked person. When he uses his lips in an ill manner, he is ensnared by his transgression of his lips, and of course then trouble comes. In Proverbs 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. You know, there's something to be said about being careful with our words. Not only what we say, but how much we say sometimes is the culprit. In Proverbs 17:27 through 28, the Bible says, "He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding." Again, here's one. When he spares his words, he's considered a man of understanding, of an excellent spirit. He can control the use of his tongue, not just the words that he chooses to use, but how many words and how often he speaks. He knows when to speak, he knows when not to speak. And even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. In James 1:26, the Bible says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." Now that's an interesting verse. I mean, here's a man that he seems to be religious, but he can't control his tongue. Or he won't control his tongue. He's been deceived, and his religion is in vain. There's something to be said about learning to control our tongue. In James 3, we all are familiar with this, and I feel certain. In verses 2, the Bible says, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven by fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. Every kind of beast, and birds, and serpents, of things in the sea is tamed, and hath yet been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the sinks? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. And there, that verse, we're all familiar with that. The tongue, such a small member, but can do great harm, or it can do great good, depending on how we yield it, depending on how we decide to use our tongue. You know, there's probably those of us who are listening today, there's times in our past we wish we would have controlled our tongue. You know, once you say something, you cannot take it back. My dad used to say to me, he said, son, be careful how you speak. Once you say it, you cannot take it back. Words either give life or take it. Be careful, son, how you speak. I heard that over and over and over, and I suppose because I needed to hear it as he was trying to teach me to learn to just use words wisely or not very many of them. Apparently, I had a problem with it. My dad was trying to help me with that. You know, I'm glad he taught me that. I can say that I think that I have benefited because of that. Certainly have been times I didn't take the advice like I should have, but I believe there are many times I did take his advice and I did listen to it and I benefited because of it. You know, the fool thinks in his mind he's got to say everything he wants to say, but the Bible says the wise man keepeth them to afterwards. And so this morning, as we're going through life, you know, you don't always have to say everything that comes to mind. As a matter of fact, you'd be better off by being very careful and very slow to speak. Someone said this, that God has given us one mouth and two ears. We ought to use them proportionately. We could, all of us could stand to listen a little bit more than we talk sometimes. And so may God help us to listen to this, this principle, this biblical principle, learning just to not say everything that we think we need to say. Someone says, you know what, I'll just give them my 2 cents. You know, there's a lot of people I've seen give their 2 cents that really couldn't afford to be giving their 2 cents. They should have kept it. There's a lot of times I suppose I've given my 2 cents, and to be honest with you, I should have kept it. And so this morning, may God help us to have discernment in this area. It fits with, you know, husbands and wives. You know, sometimes, excuse me, you know, if you say something in the heat of the moment and you're angry, and you, and those thoughts have been coursing through your mind that you know are not right, and you really don't really want to say that. But if you're not careful, if you say that, and you can say, oops, and I'm sorry, and I didn't mean that, I was just mad, all you want. But that spouse of yours will never, ever forget those words that came across your lip. Never, ever forget. And you're going to break something. And once you break it, you might be able to glue it back together, so to speak, but it'll never be like it was. Boy, we need to be careful what we say. We need to be so careful how we say what we say. I wonder, some young person may be listening today. Every once in a while you hear about a young person, they say to the parents, I hate you. And, you know, they don't want to say that. They say, oh, I didn't mean that. I was just mad. But, you know, that parent will never forget those harsh words. I hate you. They'll never forget that. Oh, they may forgive you. They may never bring it up, but they'll never forget. And so we need to be careful. We better think more than twice and think long and hard about what we say and ask God to help us and enable us to keep our mouth in control, not just the words that we use, but how we use those words and the amount of words. Because God says the more we talk, the more tendency we have to get in things that are not righteous, not holy, not pure. And so there wanteth not sin. God help us to take the advice of this and learn from it. Well, let's go to one other principle. The Bible says in verse 25 and 26, it says, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. In verse 26, he coveteth greedy all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. And this, real quick this morning, time is running out, basically is a principle about being industrious, being your work ethic, just getting out there and getting the job done. The desire of a slothful man, his hands refuse to labor. It just kills him. It drives him nuts because he wants, but he can't get. It's not that he can't earn it, but he's too lazy to earn it. He wants somebody to give it to him. we live in a day where there is a political, people of a political persuasion who seem to think that it's okay to take from the haves and give from the have-nots and somehow feel good about themselves. And I'm not against helping people that need help, and we need to do that. But I am against helping people who are too lazy to help themselves. The Bible says if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. You know, it wouldn't take long to fix that bad habit if everybody kept bailing you out, quit bailing you out of your bad habits. You'd soon learn, you know what, this isn't working. I got to come up with a better idea. And you'd get to work, and you'd get some character, and you'd get it fixed. But as long as somebody's bailing you out and somebody's paying for your mistakes, you're not going to learn your lessons. You're not going to get anywhere in life. That's a great tragedy in our society where people are not held accountable to their actions. And what happens is they develop a habit that is just entraps them. And we need to understand that the desire of the slothful, that's a habit that has entrapped that person. He's lazy. His hands refuse to labor. That's not good. That's not good at all. He coveteth greedy all the day long. Boy, he wants it. He desires it, but he doesn't get it. And yet the righteous has it. He gives and spares not. And so there's a principle here. Just being industrious, having a good work ethic. May God speak to our hearts and challenge us. Is our work ethic what it ought to be? And if not, let's fix it. If it is, thank God for it. Share that work ethic with somebody else, and we'll all be better because of it. Well, my time is up. I thank you for listening. And you have a great day.